So now Mishnah Gimel continues on. And now let me answer your question, John, more explicitly. Basically, you have two issues in this Mishnah. It's the same topic we had in Beitzah. And the two issues are, the first stands alone, which is the question of, do you shecht an ola on Yom Tov? Now the issue is, that I'll learn one of the two drashas the Gemara suggests. It says, ach asher ye'echel l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem. Only that which is eaten by kol nefesh, everybody, hu levado, that alone, ye'aseh, you shall do, lachem, for yourselves. So this is the drasha I spoke on Beitza, that Shammai learn that it's lachem that you can do, but not l'gavoah. Things that are for your own need, not for the sake of, I don't know, heaven. And the point is, an ola you're not eating. So even though the Torah says, bring an ola, then it said, ochel nefesh is mutter, since there's an extra word, lachem, it's going to tell you that things that the ola should not be included, is something you should do on Yom Tov, bring it the next day, because it's not part of ochel nefesh, you can't eat it. So that's Beis Shammai's drashas. Therefore he says, there's no shechting of olos on Yom Tov. Now there's a set, that's issue number one. Issue number two, which has like, it's like two-pronged. I'm not exactly... The machlokas really is on this issue. I'm going to say the effect of the cause, just because I think it's more clear that way. The issue is, do you do smicha on Yom Tov? Can you do it? Now the reason, can you do that? Now the reason why that comes up is because the other side of the coin is, do you require, is it required to do smicha immediately before you do shechita? Is it, do you have to lean on the animal immediately and then shecht it? Or could you lean on the animal from before Yom Tov and then shecht it later? That's two sides of the same coin. And if you need to do smicha immediately before shechita, and you can't do smicha on Yom Tov, so you won't be able to do shechita on Yom Tov. That's right. Those are two issues on the table here. Fine. So now we're gonna have, there are five kinds of karbanos, let's call them, five classes of karbanos that are gonna be brought on Yom Tov. I'm just gonna sum up for you so it's clear before we get into the Mishnah. You have the community karbanos tzibur, like bringing a musaf. So that obviously is binding. But mo'ado, you have to do it on the proper time. Of course, you're going to shecht the korban musaf, whatever that was prescribed on the particular day, on the day. Obviously, right? Every day has a special korbanos. Yeah, each holiday, the regalim have their own special things. Obviously, you shecht them on the day. That's the Torah says. That's even docha Shabbos. Then you have the voluntary offerings. And those, a person makes a neder or a nedava. He says, when I go to Yerushalayim next time, I'm bringing myself this little lamb to be a korban, as a shlam or an ola, doesn't matter. The point is, that's just voluntary. And for voluntary korbanos, we're not going to bring that on Yom Tov. Bring it after Yom Tov, no problem. So everyone agrees, no bringing of those voluntary offerings on Yom Tov. Wait till afterwards. Then, there's the shalmei chagiga and the shalmei simcha. They're really a package deal. But those are shlamim, those are eaten. And since they're eaten on Yom Tov, and they're going to be eaten for you, so therefore those are for sure ochel nefesh, and therefore it's for sure mutter to do that shechita. Just as something you could check an animal to eat it on Yom Tov, not for korban, for sure you can bring it as a shalmei chagiga, as a korban. So that's no problem. Everyone will agree, you bring your shalmei chagiga or your shalmei simcha, that you can shecht on Yom Tov and eat, because that's okay. The contentious issue here is the olus re'iyah. That's the korban that everyone has to bring on Yom Tov, but you cannot eat it because it's burned. It's all burned on the mizbeach. So then do you say, like the drasha I told you, lachem and not lakvo, you can't check that, wait till the day afterwards? Or do you say, no, the Torah said bring it today, and the rabbis are not goes or not to bring it today, and therefore you should bring it on the proper day? Now remember, Shammai has wiggle room because he holds that you do have this 7-day period to bring it. So you have Shavuos plus the next 6 days to bring it without a problem. Therefore he says, what's the big deal? Don't bring it today, bring it tomorrow, and everything will be cool. Beis Hillel agree, you have the extra 6 days, or 7th day for Sukkot, like a total of 8. But so what? The Torah says do it on Yom Tov, so you should if you could. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now says inside, Mishnah Gimel again, Beis Shammai Omrim Mevi'in Shlamim. You could bring a Shlamim, because that's going to be eaten. However, Ve'ein Somchen Aleihen. Don't do Smicha on it, because he holds Smicha does not be done immediately before Shechita. So he says, you know, an Erev Yom Tov, do your Smicha on your animal, then bring it on Yom Tov, let them shecht it, and everything is good. Aval, what you cannot do is Lo Olos. You cannot bring your Ola, not because the Ola is not Ochel Nefesh, because that drasha, so therefore, Beis Shammai say, no Ola. The Ola you'll bring the next day. Beis Hillel Omrin, Mevi'in Shlamim Va'olos, V'Somchen Aleihen. Beis Hillel say, no problem on either point. First of all, he says, shechting the Ola on Yom Tov is no problem, because the Torah said to, and the rabbis won't go there against that. And second of all, the smicha is not a problem, He holds you do need to do smicha immediately before shechita, but he says, no problem, the rabbis won't go against that, so therefore, you're good to go. You can do both your shlamim and even your ola on Yom Tov. You think?